Oh Lord Jesus, thank you today for today. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, speak to us today. Lord, what are you saying? Anoint this meeting and anoint our ears and our mouth so we can be the light for this meeting, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for this meeting, Lord.
Amen. We're waiting for you speaking to us.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord that we are under His shining.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we are under His transformation work.
Yeah.
To start off, can we read the title of this week's outline together? So we're in week 6 right now.
The triune God in Christ, being light to us by shining in our hearts.
Can we also read Roman numeral 2 together?
The God who says, out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Let's also read Roman numeral 3.
We have His treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not out of us.
Amen.
Let's also read Roman numeral 4.
Amen.
We all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
So, as I was fellowshipping, you know, about this week's portion, we had a realization that there was a burden of preaching the gospel. But there was also a realization that before doing any outward work, right, we need to be under the Lord's shining.
Amen. Amen.
Even in 2 Corinthians 4:6, what we read, right, the Lord desires to shine in our hearts.
Yes.
And when we are under His shining, right, we are under His transformation work.
Yes.
We're under His perfecting.
Yes.
And we are being saturated. We're being pervaded. We're being inscribed by His divine light.
Amen.
And, you know, when we are under His shining, right, we are luminaries reflecting His light.
Yeah.
Right? As luminaries, we don't have life in ourselves. But we can reflect this light that is from another source, which is the Lord Himself.
Yeah.
And as the Lord shines in us, there's also realization this week that we are receiving a treasure. Right, we are containing a treasure.
Amen.
And I was really touched by 2 Corinthians 4:7 this week, where it says that we are earthen vessels meant to contain a treasure.
Amen.
Right? And when it says earthen vessel, you know, there's a lot of significance to that because it means that we're made of the things of the earth, right? Which is subject to decay and destruction. You could even say it's vain or temporary.
Right.
But praise the Lord, we're meant to contain something so precious,
Amen.
So valuable, so eternal.
Yes.
And that treasure is a person.
Yes.
And that person is the Lord Jesus Himself.
Yes.
And, you know, the Lord is just so near, right? He wants us to contain Him, to be so mingled with Him.
Amen.
And even there's a further realization brought out this week that the Lord wants to be so one with us that our ministry work and our person become one.
That's right.
And that's revealed this week when it says that the apostles of the ministry of the new covenant, right, their person and their ministry work were one. There was no distinction.
Amen.
And there was a something I just copied down here from a passage. It says the ministry of the new covenant is not merely an activity carried out by the new covenant ministers.
Right.
Rather, it is what the new covenant ministers are.
Yes.
They are one with their ministry, for the same invisible glory saturates and pervades both their work and their being.
Amen.
So that there is no difference between the two.
Yes.
So it just shows we can just be so one with the Lord that, you know, we can express Him in all the situations we're in.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether we're with the saints, you know, whether we're not with the saints, we're at home, we're at work, we're in school, right? And, you know, kind of drawing off this, you know, I remember there was one conference where a speaking brother was saying that that it doesn't take much, right, to be brought out of this oneness. It doesn't take a storm, right? You know, actually just a gentle breeze can actually bring us out of this oneness, right? We're like a house of cards, right? Just a gentle breeze can topple us. Mm. But I was so encouraged that this week says that we need to be in the index of the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
And in 2 Corinthians 4:6, right, it mentions about being in the face of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the index of someone's eyes, right, it pertains to, like, the parts around the person's eyes, which is the person's face, right? And as we know, you know, the face inevitably issues forth, you know, what a person feels inwardly, right? The person's upset, his face, he will grimace, right? If he is happy, he will smile, right? But, you know, the Lord can be so near and one with us that we not only express Him in our actions, in our words, but even our inward feelings.
Right.
And, you know, it's just that, as I was saying earlier, it doesn't take much, right, to be toppled in our... Just a little botherance can bring us out of this oneness, right? And for me, you know, it's just... I tell some people, you know, in the current place I work at, sometimes there can just be, like, nothing to do, right? And it could just be so boring and mundane. That's a very normal situation. Yeah, it's very boring, right, and mundane. And that botherance is enough to bring me out of this oneness, to topple me over. But praise the Lord, you know, we can hold on to Him. We can just be the index of His eyes.
Amen.
We can be in His inward feelings. Yes. We don't have to be just merely in our old person, right, in just an empty earthen vessel, but we can choose to contain this precious treasure who is the person of the Lord Himself.
Amen.
We can choose to be unveiled before His face and to be under His illumination.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So with that said, maybe we can open the time for some sharing. Let's keep it within 3 minutes. If possible, someone can help with the piano too.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Whole series of messages is concerning Christian living.
Right.
Yes. Actually, you see, this week's message is actually a continuation of last week's message. I mean, of course, the whole six messages are coherent, but specifically, like last week, we touched upon, you know, being in the flow of life, right? Receiving the flow of life, and more specifically, we need to be open to the Lord and allow Him to flow in, right? And then also flow out of Him.
Yes. Amen.
And this is for our vitality, right? The more we're in this flow, the more the life supply that we receive, and the more we'll be living before
Amen.
Him. Amen. Amen. And this week, the focus is on let Him to shine in and then shine out, right? Through
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Amen. So, praise the Lord. You know, through this message, we really see, actually in the Bible, right, we see that, you know, in our natural being, or, you know, we were actually in darkness, right?
Right.
Actually, we were darkness ourselves, right? We
Amen.
Were, right, this is the verse that is, this is, Ephesians 5:8-9 says,
right.
For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord.
Right.
Walk as children of light.
Yes.
Amen. And it continues, says, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
Right.
Amen. So, you know, our condition is, you know, we were once in the darkness. But praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? I mean, He's shining to us. Actually, you know, Christ, He's shining into us through His imparting His life into us.
Amen.
Right? You know, in the you know, Gospel according to John, you know, talking about this, the everlasting, the Word was God, right? And, you know, He was, the Word became flesh, right? Tabernacle among us. And before that, it also says, you know, He is the, you know, there's life in Him, right? And the life is the light of man.
Amen.
Amen. So, praise the Lord that He actually, we receive His life, and come together, there is the light. Right? You know, if we look back, you know, for us, you know, we believed in the Lord, you know, for some years, right? You know, how much have we received the light, right? And even when we see, you know, for our own experience and, you know, just brothers and sisters, we really know that, you know, this is really the true light, right?
Amen.
Because the darkness has not overcome the light.
Amen.
And more we see that this light actually has been shining further and further, I mean, more and more in us.
Amen.
And then we can go through this transformation.
Amen.
Amen. We can receive more of a light.
Amen.
And also when it talks about light, you know, Matthew 5, right? Lord Jesus spoke about, actually the light is actually a expression, right?
Right.
It's concerning our conduct, right? So no one actually lights a light place a light under the bushels, right? He would actually, you know, light it on a lampstand. This is concerning the Christian living and the expression of a Christian, the manifestation of the Lord. So I really feel that, you know, this is actually a more of a progression from last week's message, right? We receive the light, we receive the life, and we're living. We receive the life supply. We can live before Him, but then we also need to live Him out to have the expression, so that that expression becomes a light to many people. So that this is actually to draw, right, the unbelievers or even the believers, right, to really to come to Christ.
Right.
Really, the more and more, and we need to, you know, have the unveiled face, right? We need to draw all the concepts, whatever,
Amen.
You know, anything that's, you know, anything that blocks this light, so that we can really be transformed from glory to glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I enjoyed a lot this week. Yeah, I was sharing with
Amen.
With Melo and my wife in the car while we're coming, the contrast between day 5 and day 1, the verses, right? And it says in 2 Corinthians, day 1, it says, the God of this age has blinded the thought of the unbelievers that illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, might not shine on them. And then 5, it says, you know, for you were once in darkness, but now, light in the Lord, walk as children of light. And, you know, I was really touched. We're talking about the God of this age. This is a lowercase, right? The God of this age is Satan. When it's lowercase, you know, capital is God, the Father. Now, and we are earthen vessels. We all were created as an earthen vessel, right? But if you notice here, in day 1, it says that the God of this age has blinded the thought of the unbelievers, right? But he says also at the end that the image of God might not shine on them. So we all earthen vessels, right? We're born in earthen vessels. So we all in dark. We were in darkness. When we're born with a sinful nature, right? But one day the light comes when we repent and receive the Lord.
Yeah.
So now we were in darkness. The God of this age had us, you know, and darkness, and now we is illuminated because of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
Amen.
Now we were born again, right? Now we can say that, oh, now we are in the Lord. But the problem is this, that many times this light shut off, right? A veil is in our face. See, like in the Jews, in 2 Corinthians, he says that even the Jews reading the Old Testament, the Torah, when they read it, a veil is in their heart, right? So we can read sometimes the Bible like that. We can read it with a veil. So, and also in Romans 12:2, it says that we are fashioned sometimes to many things. There was in the club, this young girl who's the president of the club in PA, we meet with Melo, and she had a question. She's the president. She said to everybody, if you had to give up something, what would you give up in your Christian life, in your spiritual life? A few students said this, but I said, well, I'm addicted to watching the news. You know, I'm always watching the news. Sometimes when I realize I'm watching the news, what happened in Europe, what happened in Israel, what happened in South America, what happened in Colombia, what happened, and I said, Lord, please help me out, Lord, to remove that. But he says here, you know, Romans 12 said, do not be fashioned to this age. So that we are fashioned to a lot of things, right? So I told the club, I pray that the Lord take this addiction from me to watching the news sometime too late. And I don't have time to pray sometimes. In the morning, I get up, I read the Bible, pray. But we need to pray all day, Lord. Even before going to bed, right. You know, I wrote this. So we need to forget and leave like behind all those things that attract us in the world: internet, social media, YouTube, this, what. We need to what Paul says. He said that we need to, you know, forget, leave behind things behind, and straightforward to the things which are before. You know, we need to really pray, so the illumination of the glory of God will shine in our hearts.
Amen.
That's the only way. We need to trust the Lord and pray and stay with the Lord.
As our brother shared earlier, that this whole book general topic is the Christian life.
Amen.
Right? And the Christian life, from one perspective, we can say is the Christian living. That means how we Christians live every day. Right? But how do we define Christian living? These 6 weeks, the message really clearly help us to see Christian living is not something outward. It's not how frequently we read the Bible, or how frequently we come to the church meeting, or how frequently we pray.
Right.
Of course, we are Christian, we all do these things. But that is not the key, what intrinsically define what Christian life is. What define Christian life is because we have a life of Christ in us.
Amen.
That life is the reason we have that kind of living.
Amen.
And what is that living? If we didn't see that, you know, we are trying to do something through our effort to become, look like a Christian, less useless. Just like you want a dog to trying to teach the dog to fly. That's impossible. Or you want to teach eagle to swim. That's impossible. But praise the Lord, we Christians become Christian, and we can have such kind of living is because we receive Christ as life into us.
Amen.
And then because when God created man, man is according to his image and likeness. In other words, the human's life is so closely like the life of God. So this life can be one, become one. So we see we can live a creative living. We can live simultaneously with our human life together with this divine life.
Yeah, amen.
And that will, you know, bring us to, of course, we need to first receive the Lord. What make us be able to have this living is because we receive the Lord. Because Lord already died for us.
Amen.
So he was cut like a tree. Been cut,
right?
With a wound, and when we repent, and we as a branch, we also been cut, so we can be grafted into that tree, so we can have a living, with that graft living that define what is the Christian life. And this week, I think very touching to me is it said that the topic is the triune God in Christ. Being life to us.
Amen.
As we already know. Being life to us. by shining in our hearts.
Amen.
I mean, if we want to grow more in this life, we need to have the shining
Amen.
Of the Lord in Amen. Our heart.
Yeah. Amen.
How we can do that is by turn our heart to Him. Whenever we turn our heart to Him, veil will be removed.
Amen.
And we can, because Lord God is light. When our heart turn to Him, we will see Him as light.
Amen.
And 2 Corinthians 3:18 told us, you know, when we turn our heart to Him, and the veil will be removed. We will be like a mirror.
Yes.
What mirror do? Mirror do nothing. It's behold just behold and reflect this Amen. Light. Amen. And that light will increase our light.
Amen.
You know, through our beholding Him, turn our heart to Him, the life of Christ, or the life of the triune God, will increase in us.
Amen.
And we will become also be able to shine. But only first, this light shine in us, and then we can shine out this light to Amen. Others. I think this, especially the past few weeks, emphasize much this aspect. You know, for example, we are the tree, right? Vine tree. We can bear fruit. And we also can experience the outflow of the river.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So to reach out others, wherever this flow go, you know, that all things will live.
Amen.
And this week also emphasize not only our, you know, God will shine in us, we can shine out. We can be the children of light.
Amen.
So that may we all, you know, in our daily living to experience that. A very, very simple way is just turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
And right. we will receive the life. And we can impart life to others.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, and Brother Kyle, then, as a Christian, we are just a mirror and reflecting God's glory and shining forth. And there's a verse actually came to me. It's Luke chapter 1, 78 to 79.
Yeah.
Because of the merciful compassions of our God,
right.
who is the rising sun, will visit us from on high
Amen.
To shine upon those sitting in darkness
Amen.
And in the shadow of the death,
wow.
Amen.
To guide our feet into the ways of peace.
Amen.
Now, in these verses, I just see God's full salvation.
Yeah.
You know, we are this mirror, but we're sitting in the darkness.
Wow.
And when the mirror is in darkness, we cannot do anything, right?
Yeah.
But God came to us and saved us from the darkness, transferred into light.
Yes.
And it's not enough. And He continued to shine upon us and make us His luminaries
right.
so that we can shine forth. And so it just encouraged me that, you know, whenever we come to this matter of salvation, it's not just like the Lord remove our sins, but He wants to make us like Him.
Right.
So every morning we say, Lord, thank you for remove our sins, but also, Lord, infuse more of you into me and make myself like you a little bit more today. So
Amen.
When people around me see myself, they will see God a little bit in me.
Amen.
They will see I'm different. I'm the children of God. So, yeah, I just appreciate the picture of full salvation that
right.
God is making us as His mirror, as His luminaries on this
right.
earth.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I was really, like, struck me just now, like, how much light is mentioned in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just really appreciate that it's not just this like crazy like phenomenon of like shining, but actually it's a very regular thing that we should just experience in our daily living. And I was considering with the youth group last night, we were in Acts 26, and one of the verses I was responsible to memorize and recite was Acts 26:23, which talks about that, which is Paul giving his defense in context, right, to King Agrippa and just everything he's doing. Actually, even before that, his testimony is on his way to Damascus, right? There was a bright light shining on him. Yeah. That's like the first light there. And then, but what was that for? So Acts 26:23 is, that the Christ would suffer. And then, so this is our salvation. He's suffering on our behalf. And then that he, being the first to rise from the dead, would announce light to the people and to the Gentiles. Who are we? We're the Gentiles in this scenario, right? He's announcing light to us. And because of that, I just appreciate that because of Paul's experience of light in this and his understanding, he's able to write 2 Corinthians 3:18, right? That he's just beholding the shining of the Lord.
Amen.
Just receiving his light and just being as a mirror. And then that's how he's able to then experience, then he continues to write, right? 2 Corinthians 4:5, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. Right? And so everything in our life, everything we're doing is not of ourselves, right? But it's of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
But everything Paul is experiencing that we can also experience is the whole basis, the context is that he's just beholding the Lord and he's just receiving his shining. He's just receiving the lights from the Lord Jesus. And that's how he's able to preach not themselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord.
Amen.
And so everything they're doing is just turning darkness to light. Every person, every city they're going to, every nation they're going to. In our case, right, for this gospel meeting this week, right, like all that is just we're just speaking what we've been beholding, what we've been reflecting, right, which is just the Lord. It's just the Lord as light. And what is that doing? That's just turning the darkness to light.
Yes.
And that's just what our normal life is, right?
Yeah.
Like, everything is there. And in the next verse, right, because the God who said, out of darkness light shall shine, is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. This is actually so marvelous. Like, everything we're doing is turning darkness to light, but this is just all in the face of Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Paul is just continuously looking into the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so, anyway, this is just what our living should be. We just need to remember to turn back to the Lord.
Amen.
It's just so simple, but it's just so, so practical even.
We just
need to turn our hearts to the Lord.
Amen.
The glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And on Friday nights, our small group meeting has been actually going through the Gospel of John. And we were in John chapter 9 this past Friday. But first I want to give you two verses from John chapter 1 and 8. In John 1, it says, in him was life, and this life was the light of men.
Amen.
And in John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And so I just appreciate there's a connection between light and life. And I'll connect it to this past week. But in John chapter 9, we have a picture of the blind man who was blind from birth. And then it says that Jesus came and he spat on the ground and made clay and then anointed the man's eyes with the clay. And so what came out of our reading was that the clay mixed with the spittle, with the spittle is actually the word of life.
Amen.
mingled together with humanity.
Yes.
And then when it gets put onto the eyes, actually what happened was the blind man became more blind. But then what he had to do was he had to follow God's, the Lord's living word in order to wash it off. And so what I appreciated from that was actually sometimes we receive some light, but we don't follow the anointing right away.
Right.
And actually what comes out of that is we become more blind because we didn't say amen to the Lord.
Yeah.
But this morning we've been seeing that he's the God who shines.
Amen.
And he's the one who said, out of darkness light shall shine. And he's shining in our hearts in the face of Jesus Christ. So actually, every time we turn and we touch the living Lord, there's some shining. There's more light, and then there's more life. But what can happen is we don't say amen to the shining, and so what can issue out of that is more blindness. And that's happened to me so many times. The Lord speaks, in the spoken word. They were talking about how Christ wants to make his home in our heart. That means he wants to rearrange every part. But sometimes we just say, no, Lord, I don't want you to make your home in this part. He touches us about some particular matter in our daily living or in our relationship with somebody, and we're not willing to say amen to the Lord. And then what happens? Actually, darkness, right? The darkness can still... We need to say amen to the light so that there can be more shining, right? It's more shining in us and more shining through us. And
yes,
I just appreciate
amen.
It. Seeing that this shining is not just for us to be, to have more light and more life. Actually, it's so that all the unbelievers and all the ones around us can also receive the shining of this one through us. And so I was just repenting before the Lord because I said, Lord, I need your mercy that I receive the shining and I say amen to the shining so that there can be more shining.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is shining
amen.
Today in us and through us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is shining in us and through us. And the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians, there are two great prayers in Ephesians. One, that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened.
Yes.
And we would know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the inheritance of the saints. And so we need the eyes of our heart to be opened. And then in chapter 3, it says that he would make his home in our hearts through faith, right? So that he can come and arrange. You know, brother was talking about us being luminaries in the world. Yes. Luminaries. A luminary has no light. It reflects the light. This morning, the moon was really big, this big ball. And in the morning, I get up, with my dog. And the first thing I do, I just look up and look, and I'm looking for the moon to shine in my eyes, because the shining in my eyes, it really makes me see better. And many times I sit out in the sun, and I have to take my glasses off because the page, the light from the sun shines so much that I see perfectly well. And it's such an example that the Lord shines, right? Out of darkness, light shall shine. Is the one who illumined our hearts, right?
Amen.
The illumination of the knowledge of God, right? And what does the enemy do? He has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers that the illumination of the glory of God might not shine on them so that they would not receive the Lord. So what does the enemy do? He tries to opaque. He tries to take away that shining, because without the shining, no one can be saved. We need the shining. If you have, we read the printed page, but if the lights are off, you can't see a thing. You can have all this knowledge, we can have so much, but without the shining of the Lord, it's worthless, right? And we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Amen.
This treasure is the Lord himself. Even this morning I said, do you realize, Brother Ron was saying that, Paul was going around breathing, death to all those who were calling on the name of the Lord. And how did the Lord cause him to stop? How did the Lord turn him around? He didn't just send somebody to argue with him. Who in the world would be dumb enough to argue with Saul of Tarsus, a man of that caliber, right?
Yeah.
Of that intelligence. So what did he do? He just sent a light that blinded him.
Right.
It was the light.
Yeah.
And so I thought about that. Forget about who's going to convince this guy. We can't convince anyone. We need to pray that the Lord would shine in us, that we can shine, that this shining can come out, because only the Lord can convince anyone with his shining. Even us, I'm dense. I need the shining of the Lord. And so, without the light, we're finished. We're just finished. But the Lord has a way, because he is the light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
There is a verse in 1 John 5 that I always enjoy. It says, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we might know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true. So He gave us an understanding to really see that He is real, He's true. And this one, you know, I usually use this one when I deal with a lot of people that said, what does He say in the Bible that He is the Son of God? So I use this. He even say understand to see Him as He is.
This week, the title is God in Christ.
Amen.
As life to us.
Amen.
By shining in our hearts.
Amen.
So just from the title, we know that the gospel is concerning a person, God in Christ. So the gospel is a person. This, and there's another word that just jumped out to me this week was shining.
Amen.
Shining, illuminating, but just basically shining. This person is a person of illumination.
Right.
This person will illuminate you and me. This person will shine. Will shine in you and me. Why? Why will He shine in us? Why will He illuminate us? Because He's the very God of glory. The very God of glory.
Amen.
So, for 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, the God, the one who said, out of darkness, light shall shine.
Amen.
This is God.
Right.
God is the one that said, let there be light.
Amen.
How can He say this? Mm-hmm. Because He is light. He is light.
Right.
God is light.
Amen.
He can say, let there be light.
Amen.
He just shines. He shines. He shines. He shines. How does He, this create, this was the new, this wasn't the beginning of the new creation, but this was, I mean the old creation, this was the restoration. He just shined. He said, let there be light.
Amen.
He shined.
Amen.
Now, how does He create the new covenant and the new covenant ministers? How does He create the new creation? The new creation, that is us. That is us. How does He create the new creation? He shines in us. He shines. He just does the same. He is light. He's the God of glory. So in Hebrews 1:3 it says, concerning the Son, concerning Christ, He's the effulgence of the glory of God. God's glory. He's the effulgence. That word effulgence just means He's like the shining of the sun. He's just the shining of, He's the rays. He's the shining of the rays just coming out of the sun. This is Christ. So not only is God a God of glory and the one that shines in us, Anyway, I have to stop. But he shines, he creates the new creation.
Amen.
He creates the new covenant ministers by shining in us.
Amen.
So he's the, anyway, I have to stop. But so, thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This week, when I read the numeral one, the God of this age blinded our thought of the unbelievers. And then suddenly come up in my mind, how about in John that Lord mentioned from the oldest to the youngest live because of condemning about the sin of the Samaritan woman. So when we are older, quantitatively, we are more sins than the young. But in 2 Corinthians mentions that our inner man is being renewed. So when we are older, as a Christians, we should, because of the shining of God's word, qualitatively, we should less doing the sins. Because God's word is shining more in us more and more each day by touching the word of God. How, when the God's word is start shining to us, I ask God, when you enlighten, become light, your word become light to me. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And remember, remind us again, I think we all know that when we touch the God's word, in Jeremiah mentions, when we eat them, the God's word become joy in our heart. That is the time is God is shining to us because His word becomes joy in our heart.
Amen.
And last week we also mentioned when we are in the spirit, we do not know. But we know when we are not in the spirit. Just like in our stomach. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord's word shining in us, then we know when we are not in the spirit. Remind us to turn our thought, our mind, to the Spirit again. I think the purpose of God shining His Word into us is us to become the light in the world.
Amen.
Is reflecting His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Because the God who said, out of a darkness, light shall shine.
Amen.
Is the one who shines in our heart.
Amen.
We have a question. Is light shining or God shining? It's God. The triune God shining in our heart.
Amen.
Why do you do that? To illuminate the knowledge, the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
To illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God.
Amen.
What
Amen.
Meaning illuminate? Illuminate. This word only come to the recovered origin. We have a nice translation. But even the King James or Darby, they didn't mention about illuminate. You can check. You cannot find it. Illuminate. Why? They are blind by this word. Actually, the meaning is the Greek, very meaning. Talking here, illuminate. Just like Brother Minjun shared. Last message talked to us. Why we enjoy the full of life. That way, we will flow out. We flow out of the life. Amen? Enjoy the flow and flow out. This week, we will talk about God shining in our heart. Have a purpose. Want us to shine out.
Amen.
We don't use shining out. We use the recovery word. Illuminate out.
Amen.
Let the people know Him.
Amen.
Know Christ.
Amen.
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 The knowledge of the God and the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the point. In here, point out. In how do you see the God? Only in the face. The face. Translate. Pearls, poem. This word. Recovery urgent. Used to use the person. Translate to person. That's a real person. And the other one changed to face. But in here,
He talked to us. You remember when Moses see the Jehovah the first time, his face changed. But here you mention, it's not a Moses who will give any life for us. It's the Jesus. Let us know the real the knowledge of God in his face. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is also what I want to share, but I got some distractions because Megan just had a car accident. But she's doing okay. She's doing okay. Yeah. But anyway, I was very touched by Brother Joe's sharing about the treasure in our earthen vessels.
Amen.
So in the message, it says that on the one hand, we can all declare that we are earthen vessels, and that Christ is the treasure within us. On the other hand, we need to see that it is only when we are living in the presence of Christ, looking at the index of his being, that we will sense that he is a treasure to us. This time I went back to Taiwan, and I think many of us, of you know that my mom, wanted to tell me, like her will, her plan. So I went back, and she brought me to two banks, and because there are treasure boxes in the banks, okay. So she showed me. She said, all her valuable stuff, and to me, like many of you know that I usually don't wear those decorations. So to me, I was like, if you give those things to me, like the simplest way is to just, like number all of them and just randomly select people to give to. So, you don't even need to look at, those things. But my mom, she's so different. She said that, let's take a look one by one. Like this one, you see there is a heart and your name has a heart. So this gives to you and this gives you, and then we spend the whole day. So I think that for this, you can see that, like even my mom was doing that. You can see that actually, when the Lord, when we think about, like Brother Joe mentioned about, God's face, he actually wants us to spend time with him, to fellowship with him, and to allow him to shine in us so that we can reflect his light. We all know that, like a moon itself, it cannot, it cannot shine. But when it is facing the sun, it can reflect the light of the sun. So I just feel that, that is so real to us, because I think that if we don't have subjective experience with him, if we don't fellowship with him, we lose the opportunities to contact him, to have a way to be dispensed by him. Praise the Lord. We need to spend time with him.
Amen.
Amen.
In us, this is what he does every day, and we are just being like a mirror, and we're reflecting. We're absorbing that light from him, or we're beholding him, and then we're reflecting that light that we shine to others.
Amen.
I remember when I lived in Seattle for a little bit, and during the winter there's no light because every day is just gloomy weather. There's this cloud overcasting the sky every single day, and to a point where it is so like depressing. Right? So some people we buy this artificial lamp, like that has like a, well, it's lamp but artificial lights, where it sort of like mimics the sunshine that we don't have every day. So sometimes I have that sun bath indoor and pretend that I'm under that light. But when I close my eyes, I could feel that, like, wow, like this warm feeling when you're under the sun. And that's exactly what we feel, what I feel when we are under the shining of the Lord, right? The shining is the shining of the glory of God.
Amen.
And this feeling is this warmth, this feeling of love and joy. And yes, there might be convictions and teachings even, right? But when we're open to the Lord and open to His shining, this is the feeling that we have. On this matter of gospel, I had this fresh appreciation that we're not trying to convince anybody. I think a sister we're not there to like preach anything that to convince someone to believe in something. Well, really, we are just there to reflect the glory of Christ.
Amen.
We're letting God speak out through us, and that's what the purpose of the gospel is. And I think it's a good reminder and a very timely reminder, because I am preparing for this sharing in the gospel meeting next week. And I was just thinking like, oh Lord, I don't know, what should I say? But yeah, I think this week's message was just very timely, that it tells us to just be a mirror.
Amen.
Come in front of the Lord and just reflect His glory.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
I really appreciated all the sharing from this week. Maybe I'll start in this way. At the end of this last message, one of the co-workers went up to the microphone and made this comment that how many of us, when we came to this topic of the Christian life, we would have thought that we would cover these series of messages. And I have to admit, and I concur with this brother, that I did not consider, right, the Christian life in the way that, you know, we have all shared, and, you know, some of the brothers referenced previous week. And so this week we saw, what does it mean to be a Christian? A Christian is the triune God in Christ being life to us.
Amen.
By what? By shining into our hearts.
Amen.
And I feel even through all of our sharing, we already see, right, there is a strong correlation between light and life.
Amen.
Actually, even from the very beginning, right, and our brother mentioned this, and you see this in the old creation, but surely also in the new creation, that God, what did He first do? He spoke.
Amen.
Right, let there be light, and then there was light. And then after there was light, then there was a condition for life to be, what, generated.
Amen.
And then we see further on, actually, the greater the light, the more life, right? The life, you could say, developed, right? And you can apply this, actually, in our Christian life. If we do not have light, we cannot grow in life.
Right.
And so it is a mercy. I really appreciate our brother sharing that it's the merciful compassions of God that visits us, just like the sun. You know, brothers and sisters, when we see the sun rise every single morning,
Amen.
We should be reminded of the mercy of God,
Amen.
His compassion upon us,
Amen.
That He will not leave us in darkness, but that He wants to shine upon us so that we can, what, grow in life.
Amen.
And then eventually we see the last point in this Roman numeral is that we will be the New Jerusalem, which is the city of light.
Amen.
And eventually even the nations walk by its light. But I was so helped to see, you know, we are becoming the New Jerusalem. We're not going there. Brother, we are becoming. And in Ephesians 5, right, we have a little glimpse. How do we become the New Jerusalem? It's our daily walk. And I don't know if, saints, when we were reading the ministry portion, Brother Lee uses the example of marriage to demonstrate this matter of walking in the light. And he shared from his testimony, and I'm still a little mind-boggled about this. He testified that he never dealt with his wife according to what he thought was right. But rather, he just endeavored, I'm just paraphrasing now, to what? To walk in the light. Amen. Because in the light, there is the truth. And when he walked in the light, he didn't need to correct his wife to, oh, you should do this, or you should do that. But rather, he was what? He was just in the light. This is quite mysterious, right? I think the married couples would admit, and I would have to also admit that, actually, I have experiences of both negative and positive. Right? When you touch someone, actually not just in marriage, but even our relationship in the church life, right? The brothers in the brother's house. When we touch someone in the realm of right and wrong, what do we get? Right? We realize it's just death. But if we are those who are walking in the light, oh, there is what? The truth. We are walking in truth. And we have no need to, right, to do this and to do that. Actually, that's where the anointing comes. And so I just appreciate, brothers and sisters, this is a reality. This speaking is so full of experience and is so practical. But I just want to end in this way. Actually, all of this hinges, to me this week, is our heart. I just feel like the Lord, as a divine cardiologist, was visiting me, and I hope he visits all of us.
Amen.
You know, Emmy Barber once said, the smallest leaf can block the brightest star. And so our God is light. But what is the condition of our heart? And I just felt like even this week, right, it's very clear in 2 Corinthians, right, if we have a turned heart, the veil exists in front of us. We cannot see the Lord face to face if we, our heart is turned away from the Lord. And actually, practically, this is applied to our Bible reading, right? When we are coming to the Lord, actually, it's a good exercise, right, that we would just pray, Lord, I turn my heart to you.
Amen.
I turn away from everything else.
Amen.
I want to see you face to face.
Amen.
When I'm spending time with you, when I'm in the Word, Lord, I want to what? Don't you want the shining, right, of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ? Well, this all depends on our heart. And I also felt like this week the Lord was shining a little deeper, right, in the matters of my heart. You know, the heart is composed of our mind, emotion, will, and also our conscience. And it's very interesting. In 1 John, right, it talks about walking in the light. But it's like immediately, it's in the same verse. It talks about what? The blood of Jesus Christ. Why? Cleansing us. Why do we need that? Why do we need the blood when we are walking in the light? Because when we are walking in the light, we get shined upon. My conscience, right? Anyways, I don't need to develop this. I think we all realize in our experience, our heart, in Hebrews it says, needs to be sprinkled from an evil conscience.
Amen.
And then in Psalm 66 it says, if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord does not hear. And so if our heart, if our conscience is not proper, there's no way for us to receive the shining of His
Amen.
Face.
Amen.
Right? So I just felt like the Lord really wants to examine us. Maybe even in the deeper parts of our heart, right? Not even just our actions, but maybe our motives, our thoughts,
Amen.
Our considerations. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't we realize through these messages, the Lord wants us to go deeper,
yes.
to go further in our experiences of life.
Amen.
But this only can take place through our cooperation. And so my prayer really is that, oh Lord, my heart, oh Lord, examine my heart, may my heart be, oh, even in Matthew 5, right? Blessed are those who are pure in heart,
Amen.
For they shall see God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I just felt like my heart is full of impurities. Is my heart single in purpose and goal? Is there anything else that has come in the way? If our heart is not pure, we cannot see God. Forget about the shining. We cannot see God. And so, oh, I just feel like, again, It's the merciful compassions of God. Amen. That He would visit us day by day, especially through the Word, to not allow us to remain the same. So that through His shining, we can grow in life. And then eventually, right, this gospel of the glory of Christ can what even be illuminated through us to others and eventually to constitute us as the new Jerusalem, amen, as the city of light.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to be with you all.
Amen.
Bible in the beginning revealed to us concerning light. Yeah. And the purpose of that revealing is for creating the life.
Amen.
In other words, light is for life.
Amen.
And after creating so many different kinds of life, God created a special vessel, man.
Amen.
Genesis 2:7. This man was created in a very special way.
Amen.
Amen.
That man has three parts. Out from the dust.
Amen.
This vessel becoming a living soul with spirit. And then he was placed into Garden of Eden.
Amen.
And he was placed before something very meaningful. Tree of life.
Amen.
You know, in the whole Bible, there's no one verse say that it's clear that God is life. You couldn't find that. But there are many, many verses refer that God is life. We know God is life. Tree of life denote God is life. And God's intention is to have His life imparted into the man, that vessel He created, so that vessel can have His life.
Amen.
And then this vessel will manifest God's life.
Amen.
Now, from there on, Bible reveal many different aspects or many different divine attributes of God. God is spirit. God is light. God is love. And even God is the Word.
Amen.
All those virtues, all those divine virtues of a divine attribute, is for the purpose so God can work Himself into man as His life.
Amen. Amen.
Why I'm saying so much on this, I want to impress you. This week, the title, The Triune God in Christ as what? Been life to us, right?
Yes.
And then by shining in our spirit,
in our hearts.
I thought you would have a question. Why not shining in our spirit? Why shining in our heart?
Right.
Because spirit is the receiving organ. The God should shine into our spirit right away, right? But He didn't say that. And I will give you the verses. Matthew 13. Remember that chapter. Right?
Yep.
Jesus sow the seed.
Amen.
And there are four different kinds of condition.
Amen.
One is sideways. One is rocky place. One is thorn. And only the fourth condition, good earth or good soil. So those four conditions refer to our heart. Our brother and sister, we have to be clear. God's word, as we're reading every single day, cannot enter into our spirit directly. It has to go through our heart.
Right.
And if our heart condition are not correct, the first kind of a condition, Satan will just took it away.
Right.
The second condition, rocky, no root. It cannot grow.
Yes.
And when it cannot enter into it, it cannot grow. So it cannot become in our nutrition as life. And then the thorny place, our hearts full of anxiety. And our hearts full of what? Idols. Our heart full of occupation or mammon. This age has the God of age.
Right.
And this God of this age would use all what I have just said to blind people's thoughts.
Right.
Blind people's mind. And therefore, the light cannot shine through. You know, the 2 Corinthians 4:6. Have you realized it used three different kinds of words to explaining about light? Illuminate. Radiate. And then shine. Why it used that? Indeed, it's for our experience. If God's word did not shine as first illumination to us, we would not have proper knowledge about what the glory of God is. Then we would not receive that shining. And that shining cannot penetrate. If we don't understand what means by the gospel of Christ, the glory of Christ in the gospel cannot shine into us.
Amen.
Right? Check your experience, brother and sister. How we believe the Lord Jesus when we attend the gospel meeting. It's because the shining of the speaking of certain one with that word bring us the proper knowledge about gospel.
Right.
And we know, we realize, who is that gospel? It's the Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we may not know too much in detail, but we just touch that shining, right, and then we receive.
Right?
Right?
Yep. Amen.
But that's just an illumination of me. There's more needed for us to grow in life. Radiation. But today we medical terms can explain quite a few, right? Some of us gone through this treatment. Chemo, radiation, right? It's what? strong penetration, and then eventually shining, shines out that glory. You know, what's the best way to preach the gospel? Shine. 1% or 10% by a word. 90% or 99% by
shine.
Amen.
Amen.
We have that light in us.
Amen.
And it's the problem, we are blocking it. May we keep the Lord, the way that light can shine.
Amen.
In order for us to, you know, I want to quote the First John. You know, First John is our experience of life. And the experience of life mentioned about light. So chapter 1 is that God is light.
Amen.
In Him there is no darkness. But how do you know you are in light? In chapter 2 it mentioned, if you don't love the brothers, it bring in the love. If you don't love the brothers, then you are in darkness. So what has this got to do with light? What has this got to do with life experience? Indeed, like I mentioned, God's divine attribute, it works all together for us to grow in life.
Right.
If we want to receive light, we have to love Him, because the shining shine to our heart, and the function of our heart is a loving organ.
Amen.
Amen. If we don't love Him, we cannot receive the light, and if we don't love the brothers, you know, we say, I can love God, but I cannot love brothers. And we all, it's easy for us to say, because this brother offended. So if we are in that condition, in reality we can never ever be in light. And rather He told us we will be in darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
So brother and sister, you have to check yourself. You have to bring this to the Lord. Are you in business with the Lord? Allow Him to shine in our heart? Or are you just here to talk about those truths? It's easy to talk about it. You know, I would believe even every one of us can talk about it. But we should not just remain in talking about it.
Right.
We should pray, Lord, grant me a heart, proper heart, that I can receive the light.
Amen. Amen.
So the light can bring me into experience of life.
Amen.
So I can get it.
Amen.
So may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
You are speaking light to us today.
Amen.
Light living in us. Yes. Lord, keep shining in us, Lord.
Yes.
We can shine to others.
Yes.
Don't let us, the enemy, block this light, Lord.
Yes.
Don't let ourselves block this light, Lord.
That's right.
Lord, thank you, Lord, because you have chosen us.
Yes.
Lord, to be your light, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, our heart, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We have no offense in our conscience.
Amen.
Nothing to block you.
Amen.
Our heart may love you.
Amen.
Be open to you.
Amen.
You may shine in us.
Amen.
in your face, Lord.
Amen.
So we may grow in your life.
Amen.
And express you, Lord.
Amen.
Home in our heart.
Amen.
Spread from our spirit into our mind.
Amen.
Into our emotions.
Amen.
Into our will.
Yes.
Lord, break through, Lord.
Amen.
All the idols.
Yes.
All the occupation.
Amen.
All the anxiety.
Amen.
All that you may have a way.
Yes.
The shining will reach our spirit.
Amen.
So it may be reflected to others.
Amen.
Amen. Keep speaking and shining in our heart this week.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, you are the light.
Amen.
You is the all have light.
Amen.
Oh, keep our heart always turned to you.
Amen.
Oh, so we can receive more light.
Amen.
Oh, and we will grow more in light.
Amen.
We can, oh Lord, oh, have your love.
Amen.
To love you and love brothers.
Amen.
Right.
Bless Lord. Thank you for bringing us through the reality of this week's portion.
Amen.
We will give you this coming week.
Amen.
Just be under your shining.
Amen.
Lord, just have an unveiled face.
That's right.
Just to be before you.
Amen.
You continue to shine in our hearts.
Amen.
This is the realization of our condition.
Yes.
Bring us forward, Lord.
Amen.
Deepen our roots.
Yes.
Bring us onto higher ground.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, creating us a new heart and new spirit.
Amen.
We pray that you will keep our heart.
Yes.
We will also cooperate with you, keeping our heart. God
yes.
is our heart.
Yes.
So your word can become a light into us.
Amen.
Lord, remember our condition.
Yes.
Cause us to turn to you daily.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We
also pray for the gospel meeting.
Yes.
Saturday evening, Lord.
Amen.
We pray you would illuminate.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
God is light.
Yes.
And there is no darkness at all.
Yes.
Lord, pray for the illumination.
Yes.
Lord, shine in those who come, Lord.
Amen.
Shine through the speaking,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Your shining.
That's right.
Treasure your shining.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.